The Little League World Series really is a World Series. The event features teams of young players from around the globe, and that includes players from a country that has rarely been represented. Here's Aaron Moselle from member station WHYY.
On a sweaty afternoon in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania, 11 boys in green jerseys take turns hacking away at pitches inside a batting cage a world away from home, more than 7,000 miles to be exact. This is the team from Uganda in East Africa. You wouldn't be able to tell it, but unlike the other kids here, most of these guys only just started playing baseball.
I held the ball like this, like a stone, just throwing like that. I didn't know how to hold the ball.
That's 13-year-old Francis Alemo, one of the team's pitchers. He's from a small farming village, and he says he had never even touched a baseball until about 2 years ago. Third baseman Pius Achone says he was equally confused when he first encountered a field.
I thought they were playing movie, acting a movie. They told me that this is baseball.
Every player on this team learned America's pastime thanks to a New Yorker named Richard Stanley. He's here to watch the boys compete.
We want to have the kids understand there's a way forward for them in athletics.
Stanley is a chemical engineer who went to Uganda as an aid expert and ended up setting up a sports academy outside the capital of Kampala aimed at building baseball talent in this impoverished nation that has little organized youth sports.
If you don't start young, you'll never develop the talent when they get to be 18, 19. You can't start 18, 19. A rare specimen might, but most can't in team sports.
Stanley's top priority is educating boys and girls who play softball, but he also hopes to mold students into elite athletes. For Achone, the third baseman, making the American big leagues is his goal. It'd be quite a feat for a 13-year-old from a village where most people end up working for a local sugar manufacturer.
Baseball is a sport, and sports with discipline, they are synonymous. So when I maintain my discipline, I know if I practice a lot and I put discipline, it will take me somewhere.
For now, it's taken him to the epicenter of youth baseball. At a picnic before the series starts, Achone and his teammates mingle with players from all over the world. It seems like everyone wants to meet the Ugandans, shake their hands, or take a photo with them.
Get in there. Y'all want in there? Just you two.
Oh, Bryce. He has someone taller than you.
There you go.
Hey. He's the tallest in the whole team.
At first, the boys reluctantly mix with the other teams. But as time wears on, they lighten up, relax, even crack a few smiles. After chowing down on hamburgers and pasta salad, Uganda's catcher Jovan Adaku says teams with deeper baseball roots don't intimidate him.
Those people are also human beings like us, so we can't fear them. What they have is what we have. That's why we are going to challenge them also. We are going to show them what we have.
Dan Velt is Little League's director of league development and affiliation.
They throw the ball hard, they field the ball well, and just their overall fundamentals are on par with a lot of the kids from the U.S.
Even in their first game on Friday, Uganda came out strong with a stunning 4-1 win over the Dominican Republic. The Ugandans were dominant throughout, especially Francis Alemo, who was virtually unhittable through four innings.
Francis Alemo started the game on the mound, finishes it in center field. Ball game over, and what a win for the kids from Uganda.
Bernard Adey is the manager of the Uganda team. He says his kids are going to surprise people.
So many people, they don't know where Uganda is, and they have not heard a lot about Uganda. But our coming here is going to tell the world that you're going to see what kind of baseball Uganda has, and these kids are going to prove that.
Right now, it's too early to say whether Uganda will ever become a pipeline for major league talent like Venezuela or the Dominican Republic. One thing is for sure. When it comes to baseball, Uganda is on the map. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Moselle.
By the way, the Ugandans lost yesterday to Venezuela 7-0, but never give up. They go on to play Taiwan tonight.